Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves each and every one of his children. You are very, 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 very important to God. And you are very, very, very important to Jesus Christ, who died for you. And wherever you go, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He loves you. Those who receive salvation can receive the benefits of the Holy Spirit. He lives in everyone who believed on Jesus. His Spirit lives in your spirit to give you the knowledge you need to help you go forward, to help you judge what you hear. But you have to pay attention to his guidance. And then those who receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, he's there to help you do work, do ministry. Now, the Holy Spirit loves us. If you decide to pay attention to the Word of God and receive it, you can receive what the Holy Spirit has to say as well. All of God's Word came from the Holy Spirit. He inspired man to write the things that we read. That's how we get to know God. And then when you study it, you don't understand it all. That's fine. You're not out of you're going to be all right. Keep studying the Word. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And you can destroy every form of deception. This is very important. A lot of times people, they read the Bible, but they don't understand it and they give up. You got to understand this about the Word of God. You have to receive it. If you don't receive it, you cannot learn it. And people, they read the Word and they don't understand it because they didn't receive it. Remember, the Word of God is totally different. It's in opposition to the world system that you can be used to. You're born in a world of negativity, a fallen world. As beautiful as this earth is, it's a fallen world. But there are people here who love God. And there are also people here that are redeemable. And the Lord loves us. And he died so that we could live with him. Now, a lot of people don't value the depth of what that means. That means even though you had wrong intentions, even though you did wrong things, even though you acted on evil, the Lord decided to attempt to save you. He literally died so that you can live with him. And he cherishes you and he loves you. And that you have to receive. If you don't receive that, you won't ever get to know God. And a lot of people are missing out on the kingdom of God because they trust the world. Everybody trusts something. Kenneth Copeland said, everybody has a truster. You trust something. You trust what you think, what somebody else's think, public opinion, what other people are doing, what your parents did, what the college professors say, what the preachers say, what your loving pastor say, and sometimes, hopefully, what Jesus said. Now, what Jesus said, that's the place you start forming your trust system. You don't give your trust to anybody. The Lord said, love everybody. He didn't say trust everybody. But when you take time and you listen to, you hear God out, you'll form a healthy trust system. Deception is not your friend. Your deception, my friend, is your enemy. And you can't use, God can't bless deception. He can't take you forward in life. Deception can stop you in your tracks and you can't go any further. You'll wonder why things are not working. It's not because God don't love you. And let's get this out of the way right now. Sometimes people think God loves others more than me, or he loves some more than others, or he loves a certain race more than another race. I've heard all that. And none of that's true. The Lord loves everybody. Some people, they're faithful with the knowledge they receive, and they can prosper. And some people were around healthy people, and they have a healthy mindset, and they can see themselves starting a business and prospering. They can see themselves going to college, finishing, then starting a business or working a job and prospering. They can see this because they were around healthiness. They were around healthy people, healthy relationships. And some people were around evil relationships and negativity, but they wanted something for themselves, and they studied life and learned how to overcome, and they could see themselves prospering. And then they acted on it. And some people sit back and won't act on what they know to be doing. With all those variations of things happening, people do what they do. And some people seem to succeed while others seem not to. Nevertheless, the Lord is ready to help you be blessed in your life. But first, you have to follow him. If you're not going to follow the word of God, you can create riches, but it won't be durable. In order, the Proverbs talk about durable riches. That's the riches that stick with you. It's not just about money. It's also sometimes you have to study to get the right mindset to come to life. The word of God is alive, and the word of God will help you live. And the word of God will help you destroy deception. Deception has to be destroyed. When we first met the Lord, he said, "Let there be light." And God saw the light was good. And he chose the light, and he rejected the darkness. He didn't say the darkness was good. He said the light was good. We see God making a choice. So whatever you decide you're going to believe and put and build your life upon, make sure it's the word of God. And then what is the word of God? Study the word of God. Study the Holy Bible. Study all of it. And it takes time. Learning God's word, you can't learn it unless you receive it. It's not like arithmetic, math. You can learn math. 1 + 1 = 2. That's easy to understand. And you understand it forever. It'll be true forever. You know it's true forever. 2 + 2 = 4. That's true. You can read a book on math and learn the rules, and the rules don't change. But believing God loves you, you're going to find out that God loves you. You're going to see his love in action throughout the word of God. And he, you know, when Adam sinned, he broke God's rules. He ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he and death began to work in him. He died that day. He died spiritually, and before 1,000 years was up, he was dead. He lived to be 939 years old. He didn't make a day with God. A day to the Lord is 1,000 years. But remember, he made us in 24-hour segments of time, which is one day. But a day to God is 1,000 years. He didn't make a day with God. He lived almost a day with God. Now, we have to understand that God told us the truth. Adam did something totally opposite because that's what he chose to do. So we have to turn around and do what God said do in the first place, and we'll have the results God said we could have in the first place. You don't have to go through hardships because you lack knowledge if you take time and get knowledge. You can't do these things without receiving the word of God. When you have to have faith in the word of God as you read it. That's how you receive it. Then you have to believe it enough to act on it, that's when it becomes faith. When you speak it or act on it, that's when it's faith, and it will change the course of your life and destiny. Some people, they don't believe because they didn't receive it in their heart. And that's why deception exists. And God loves every soul, but every soul won't receive his word. You got to trust God more than you trust the world. In other words, you got to trust what God said more than what you, than trusting what the devil said. The whole world system, hear me good, the whole world system is under Satan's leadership. The world system does what Satan does. God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. People that love this world, they don't receive God's word. People that love God, they don't receive the ways of this world. Receiving God's word, that's how you learn it. Doing God's word, that's how you complete the learning process. That's how you finish learning God's word. You can believe God's word when you read it, and it'll benefit you, and you can make choices by it. But when you decide to act on every part, whatever part of God's word you act on, he's going to back it up. And that's how you get to know God. And the Holy Spirit's going to help you do it. You're not alone. When you study the word of God, you're not alone. The Holy Spirit see you attempting to learn God's word. And he's going to help you understand it. Now, with that said, I run into Christians that when they believe something and when they've been taught it and they've been, you know, their pastor talked about it and talked about it, and they believe it, they received it. And let's say it's not true. There are opinions among God's people that people preach as truth, and it's really not. But when you study the word of God, and you have to study the word of God for yourself, then you'll see what's true and what's not. And for a season, the way people present things can seem so true. But when the Holy Spirit show you when the Holy Spirit breaks it down for you and show you greater truths that are really true, you have to see the lies or the false teaching for what it is. Sometimes good people can teach wrong. And when that happens, you just got to know, well, that's not the way it is. And from that point on, you don't base your life on things that's happen to be deception. Good people can be deceived. But if you hang around the Holy Spirit, if you draw near to the Lord, you can learn things and make the adjustments you got to make. Otherwise, your life will be stuck in one position. And that's not necessary. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. God loves us. He wants us to know him. Now, this broadcast is actually about 30 minutes long. The radio broadcast is the first part of it. We have the first 15 minutes, but it's really 30 minutes long. So when you go on newlivingletters.com on the website, this broadcast is on today's date, and you'll see it and click on it and you can hear the whole 30 minutes. God loves us. He wants us to know him. If you go through the rest of your life without getting to know God, you can lose everything. Your life is the one chance you have to live forever. Some people say we only live once. I only live forever. I live forever. I will live forever. I will not go to hell. I was washed in the blood of Jesus Christ by my faith. He died for me, and I benefited from his death. He died so that I could benefit from his death. But watch this. He also died so that you could benefit from his death, burial, and resurrection. We got up with him. We believe on Jesus by faith. I didn't see him die. according to 1 Peter, I didn't see him do all that. But guess what? When I studied, my daddy was a preacher. When I heard the word, I was interested in the love of God. Why would God die for me? All the other gods didn't die for me. But the day I believed on him, I got his peace. He gave me peace. I never had that kind of peace before. I felt his presence. And it gave me something to go on. I felt brand new. I was able to walk away from sin. I was able to grow. And we have to reject the things of darkness. That's another thing that happens in the learning process. God hates sin. Now, why does God hate sin? He hates sin because he loves me. And if I love sin or attach myself to sin, it'll cause me to hate God. And not only hate God, but hate life. And I won't cherish what God is building. But when I love life and I hate sin, then I don't want sin in my life. I only want God in my life. And I share the same kind of love towards other people, according to 1 Peter chapter 1. See, the process goes forward, not backwards. You're made in God's image. You're going to grow. You're going to change, and you're going to grow one way or another. Now, some people, they love God, and they seek to learn his ways, but they don't ever learn to hate the world system. You have to choose life and reject darkness. You have to do the same thing God does in order for your life to work right. If you choose life and allow darkness in your life, you're going to have problems. And that darkness will invade your life and cause you to hate the things of God over time. But if you love God, reject the darkness, the Word of God will help you with that. Because you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. That's just the way it is. That's the way it is for all people. And also, whether you like it or not, you're made in God's image. You have tremendous capabilities. And you will grow one way or the other. You can't grow in two directions. If you grow according to the love of God, you will ever increase. If you grow according to the world, watch this, you will ever decrease. Your heart will get harder and harder. It's just like a teenager that starts watching horror movies. At first, they're shocked. And then they start, it don't bother them anymore to see somebody get their head cut off. And then they start laughing about it. And then they can't wait for the next one to come out. And then they start living the process. People will grow one way or the other. When people start doing the wrong things, whether it's drugs, illicit sex, men get into pornography or whatever they get into, it hardens the heart. It starts decaying, a decaying process against the things of life. And they start seeing things different. And they start, you know, There are people who once loved God, went to church, heard the songs, enjoyed the word of God. Then they started looking around, lusting after the women or the men or whatever they do. And if they start drinking and they don't do anything about it over time, over a long process of time, their heart changes. Their love for God decreases. Their love for the world increases, and their dependence on outside sources increases. So this causes them to eventually become dangerous. That's why the Lord cut our life down. We can't be trusted to live a day. If God let us live over 900 years like Adam did, the earth would probably be destroyed. Within 100 years, God cut our life down to between 120 and 70 years. The median of 70 and 120 is 95. It's still less than a day. I mean, it's a tenth. It's less than a tenth of a day. Now, look at the math. Math don't lie. 70 to 125. The middle of that is 95. Do it on your calculator. I did. So we live 10% of what Adam lived. Now, I remember Creflo Dollar talking about death. In our condition, if a man like Hitler could live 200 years, he could cause a lot of, his heart got so hard, he could kill 600 million Jewish people. He had enough hatred to do that and continue it. If he lived 200 more years, he would have been a monster, a worse monster than he already was. And so could any average person. The decay process would be so vicious. See, we have access to nuclear weapons, guns, bullets, knives, swords, all kind of things, chemical warfare. And the only reason we hadn't had the war that we really don't want to come yet is because men die. They live 10% of what Adam did on average. God knows math, and he knows man and how fast we think and how we process. And people don't know what they're doing to themselves when they don't get saved. And sometimes they don't value what they could be if they completely follow God. So most people, you know, they would do well if they had better instruction. That's why I'm telling you, pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Receive God's word. Receive the training of God's word in your heart. If you'll do this, my friend, you can learn God, who God is, for yourself, not just hearsay. When you study the word of God and you receive it in your heart, you're equipping yourself to make the most perfect choices. In the course of your life, your average everyday life, you're going to give information, you're going to give advice, you're going to persuade people, you're going to persuade yourself, you're going to persuade your children, your loved ones. Now what if you're not equipped to give them the best advice possible? If you spend time in the Holy Spirit, you will be. If you just spend time studying the Word of God to learn it, and you're a student to the love of God, to the Word of God, you want to do better and better. You want to ever increase in the Lord, not just for money's sake, not just to live a better life, but to do what's right. And you love your family. You want to give your children the wisdom they'll need to counter the world. You want to give them the strength they need to overcome the false desires. And you want to give them the love of God so that they can ever increase. The Holy Spirit will help you do all of that. Some people, they teach their children what's right so they can make good choices and live. But they don't teach them how to overcome the pushback of the world. Or the death of the world, how to deal with angry mobs, gang members. See, the wisdom of God will show you how to deal with them when you have to walk through them. Some people can't just walk down the street without bumping into terrorists. They have to walk to school, and there are bullies and terrorists out there. The Lord will give you his wisdom. He can give you things to say, and they'll leave you alone. We have authority over all the power of the devil, from Satan all the way down to serpents and scorpions, and the people who join his cause, you have authority over them too. You can tell Satan he can't use them against you. You can tell Satan he can't use the gangs against your children, the drug dealers against your children, the prostitutes and pimps against your daughters and sons. In the safety of your own home, When you hear gunfire, you can tell Satan he can't kill nobody in Jesus' name. How do you know that, preacher? I live this. I live right next door, right across the avenue of a crack house. And I've seen everything you probably hope you never see. And I've seen things I would love to just forget about. And I had 100% success. I know what I'm talking about. You have authority. Jesus Christ gave you authority over Satan. You can speak life in your neighborhood, life over your children, and they'll be immune to the darkness of this world, even gun violence, knife violence, or any kind of violence. Not to mention the angels that walk with them. The prophet, it was either Elijah or Elisha. Elisha asked the Lord to open the young man's eyes, his helper, his assistant. They were surrounded by armies, and it looked like they were surrounded. When Elisha asked the Lord to open the young man's eyes, he saw that the armies, the natural armies, were surrounded by God's army. He saw thousands of angels around the enemy, and they were great in number. The natural Syrian army was around them, and they were mighty. But they were surrounded by the army of God. You know, at church we sang a song. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, talking about God. It says, this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. I'm surrounded by God. I can walk through those neighborhoods. I've done it. I passed out the good newsletter for a year and some months. And I was surrounded by God as I did it. And it changed everything. They stopped having gunfights. See, what you can accomplish in Him, in Christ, is off the charts. And the enemy's been, he can't stop it. If he could stop it, he would have. He tries to. He uses deception against humanity. As long as people are deceived, he can do what he wants to do. You got to be deceived. You have to believe wrong for the enemy to take charge of your life. But if you listen to the Lord and receive His words, you'll be able to counter all the activity of Satan. But those who love this world, those who cherish this world, they will fall off. They will fall. It takes time to undo the works of darkness. It takes time to undo it. But it starts with studying a healthy study of the Word of God. The Lord will protect you where you're at, when you're getting started. If you're coming out of negativity, if you're coming out of gangs, violence, drugs, whatever, you have to lace yourself with prayer. You have to pray over your life. Believe on Jesus Christ, but ask the Lord to protect your life. If you know you've been doing wrong, the enemy wants you dead because you will help people see. And he'll try to use your negative sowing against you now. You've been doing people wrong. You've caused other people to die, whatever. And now you have a mind to follow God. Start with the Word of God. Believe it and trust it. And ask the Lord to protect your life and forgive you of all your sins, so that the enemy can't come and stop you. Deception works against everything. People who are deceived, they don't see what people see when they are informed in the Word of God. When you have true knowledge,